What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Darrell Wallace, and you're listening to Ballin' on Films. This is the podcast where I talk about basketball and movies. So we're going to start off tonight talking about Derrick Rose and the game winner he hit against Phoenix the other night. Now, if that doesn't say he doesn't deserve to be an all-star, I don't know what does. You know, they had 2 points in the first half and 29 in the second half. He said the reason why he only scored 2 points in the first half because Karl Anthony Towns was out that game as well. So he didn't want to start scoring whatever, because it seemed like Karl Anthony Towns had the hot hand, so they kept feeding him. So, but the second half he just took over with the step back on a pull up jumper that was just phenomenal. So tip my hat off to you, Derrick Rose. I know you well deserve your All-Star. I voted for you up to this point. I'm quite sure everybody else did too. That's why you second behind Steph Curry. Leading on to other news, Carmelo Anthony traded to the Bulls. Carmelo Anthony going to the Bulls he's not going to play. Chicago's going to waive him. And then he'll be an unrestricted free agent, and he gets to go to a team that hopefully whoever he pick, hopefully they welcome him with open arms, and he's trying to end his career there. Sources say that he's linked to the Lakers, so he may go to the Lakers or maybe back to Denver where it all started. Who knows? But we have to wait and see. Next up, we have, Memphis Grizzlies. They're working on trying to put together a package deal. They're trying to get rid of Chandler Parsons. Now, for those who don't remember Chandler Parsons, he was a member of the Houston Rockets, which is some of his best years of basketball between 2012 and 2014. He scored like 16 points a game. He was like almost 40% from 3-point territory. He was a nice player to anybody's starting five. You know, you needed a good forward. He was the guy. So now he's 30 years old. He's struggling with knee and ankle injuries. And he only played 36 games in 2 years. So that's kind of, well, that's bad, you know. But just go show you, man, you know, we had those injuries. That's why it's good to, you making that kind of money, put some money aside, open up some businesses or something, because you just never know when unfortunate incidents occur and you can't move how you want to move, or teams don't want to take a chance on you, and you just pretty much just fade out. Nobody don't know, you know, if the broadcast is not talking about you, you know. We don't know. We don't even know. We think what happened to him? Or is this just a lost player, you know? So hopefully Chandler Parsons will be able to pull out. I think he's still capable of helping out a team, and hopefully a good team that can go into the playoffs. As far as other players being moved by the trade deadline, sources say Vucevic from Orlando, they're trying to move him. Kemba Walker and Charlotte Hornets. I don't think Kemba Walker's going anywhere. Michael Jordan is head over heels over that dude, and I'm quite sure he's staying put. But I will say, I feel like Michael Jordan needs to get him some solid help. Kemba Walker plays too good. He plays too hard to come up short. most of the games he played every season after season after season after season. He needs some help, you know. So hopefully they'll put a good, solid team around him so he can get the chance he really, really deserves. I mean, everybody know he can hoop. Everybody know he can cross people over, break the angles or whatever, whatever. But to make a, it's time for him to try to make a good playoff push, a good playoff run, you know. So hopefully Michael get, you know, get some good players together that want to come play with him and take it from there. So only time will tell. Andre Drummond. Of course, Blake Griffin is over there now. Sources are saying that Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond just don't really mesh well. They're not arguing or anything like that. It's just the fact that their playing styles are somewhat similar. And somewhat, I know Blake Griffin can shoot from outside. He can score inside. Andre Drummond's like the old school center, you know, back to the basket. You know, give you a hook or a dunk, something like that. I honestly don't know where could he go where he can actually get some minutes in and be used productively. Only time will tell, man. I'm assuming, well, it would be nice for the Bulls to get him. But I don't know what Chicago's doing, so we're not going to go down that route. But hopefully we'll see the next coming weeks where's Andre Drummond heading to. My last one is Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal, Washington Wizards. Out of all the guys I named, I think Bradley Beal is the most interesting one to see where is he going to go. You know, it would be nice to see him and Kemba Walker link up. That would be something. That would be something, you know. But it'll just be good to see. But I don't really know Bradley Beal. Where could he go? Everybody linking him to going to L.A. play with LeBron. You know, every time it's a good player coming out somewhere, everybody linking person to LeBron. I don't understand. There's a lot of other teams out there that has potential they can at least try to make a playoff push. So as far as they go, I think Bradley Beal, wherever team he goes to, is going to be a good addition. So that goes without saying. So we look for that in the coming weeks to see where he's going to go and who they're trading. And we'll see. We'll take it from there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back with the movie portion of the show. Just to let you know what movies are coming out soon or what's in the works. First off, we have Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel is having meetings with the makers of the Triple X series. They're talking about making another series. Another movie. They're looking for another superstar to join them alongside them. It could be Chris Hemsworth. It could be who knows? The Rock. Who knows? So look forward to that. So they're still in talks. Bringing on somebody. Not really sure who. They're just throwing names out there at this point. And next up, we have the new Batman movie. The new Batman won't be called the Batman or anything. Supposedly, it's supposed to be called Batman Beyond. And they're trying to get Michael Keaton on board. He played Batman back in 1989. I'm not sure what role he'll have, but they're trying to get him in the movie. And also, they're also trying to have somebody by May or June of this year picked out to play Bruce Wayne because they want to start shooting the movie in November of this year. And it's scheduled for a 2021 release date. So, well, a year, you know, 2021. So they'll start shooting that. Next up, we have the guy that played in The Wedding Ringer, Kevin Hart. He played Doug in Doug Harris in The Wedding Ringer. His name is Josh Gad, right? He expresses to Warner Bros. That he wants to play the Penguin in the Batman movie. I don't know if Warner Bros. Is going to make his dream come true or not. I don't know. They may go another direction with it. But it's just a heads up. That's what's going on right now. I'm quite sure some other people in line that probably could play the Penguin a little bit better. But he was just expressing his interest. So, nothing wrong with that. So, in other news, we have Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy just signed on for Coming to America 2. And they're trying to, Craig Brewer, the host of Hustle and Flow, he's trying to get the regular cast together to play in the Coming to America 2 from the first Coming to America movie, which came out in 1988 or 89. I'm quite sure this will be a home run for him. I'm quite sure this movie will do extremely well because there's still a lot of Eddie Murphy fans out there. And he also, Eddie Murphy also just did the Dolemite Is My Name movie. For those of you who don't know who Dolemite is, I suggest you look him up. He's a legend. It comes down to his style of comedy. He had a lot of movies back in the day that involved comedy, kung fu, and witty pickup lines, and just the whole nine, man. If you get a chance, look him up, Dolemite. That's rumored to be coming out on Netflix. They don't have a release date yet, but I'm assuming maybe by spring or summer. And you also have Jordan Peele, who's coming out with a movie called Us. The trailer is already up. Comes out March 15th. You can check that out. It's a black horror movie. So that's going to be different. We haven't seen one of those in a while. So, and that's all the news I have for the movies. So I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Till next time, peace and God bless.